Marianne Weaver, a longtime foreign correspondent for The New Yorker and the author of two books on militant Islamism in Egypt and Pakistan, traces the origins of Lashkar-e-Taiba, the Pakistani group implicated in the attacks.
The Army of the Pure, a Pakistani-based, Kashmiri-specific, largely jihadist terrorist group. Lashkar was created, funded, armed, and trained by Pakistan's powerful military intelligence agency, ISI. During the decade-long CIA-financed jihad of the 1980s against the Soviet occupation of Afghanistan.
Kashmir, a divided Himalayan country, has been the battleground between Indian troops and Pakistani armed militias for 60 years. India places second only to Iraq for terrorist incidents this year, and terrorist training camps are said to thrive in the tribal frontier regions of Pakistan. Ms. Weaver's advice to the incoming Obama administration is to speak directly to the moderate tribal leaders and Pakistani generals to enlist them in the war against terrorism.
Money will be an incentive, but even more imperative is to convince the generals of Pakistan that this is their war as well as ours.
This may be very difficult, says Faisal Devji, a professor of history at New School University. He suggests that the Pakistani military is unaccountable to the civilian government and more a network of wealthy generals averse to taking risks.
These are attacks conducted by armed men who rush through streets and secure an entire sector of the city. This is the kind of thing that counterterrorism special forces do. This is what they did. It's terrorism in the guise of counterterrorism, which is it's extraordinary and it's unheard of.
Biju Mathew, a Rider University professor and Marxist writer, points out that the terrorists made no demands and the motives behind the attacks are still not known.
This attack has been declared India's 9/11. The story the Indian state is going to tell constantly by this whole discourse of the war on terror is a story that everybody is waiting for. In 2004, one of the first things that the current Congress UPA government did after it came to power was withdraw something called the Prevention of Terrorism Act. What's going to happen inside India is that all the work of the last several years by various social movements, social justice groups, is going to get wiped out.
But despite the saber-rattling rhetoric, the real struggle in India, Mathew says, is against the ravages of neoliberalism.
There are huge battles going on, where special economic zones are being set up and land being just handed over to the corporate sector. And in those battles, again, the right-wing Hindu, I mean, at least in Orissa, for instance, the right-wing Hindu Bajrang Dal has become the militia for the corporate sector.
And for Marianne Weaver, the United States cannot afford to intervene in yet another conflict.
I do not think we should be in Afghanistan any more than I think we should be in Iraq. Public anger in India against the Indian government right now is even greater than Indian anger against Pakistan. As far as Kashmir is concerned, every Kashmiri to whom I have ever spoken wants to be part of neither India nor Pakistan. They want to be independent.
For the WBI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.